WGN.
We are at full swing of the presidential campaign now. It seemed only yesterday that we started hearing about candidates announcing their run for the presidential race. And when Donald Trump threw his hat into the ring, one of our regular guests on the show, Adam Selzer, I believe came on our show and announced his write-in candidacy.
That is
Adam
correct.
Selzer joins us in studio. He is a historian. He's a tour guide in Chicago, an author. And how was your turnout today? How was your caucusing?
You know, I started working in Iowa in 1992, going from lunch table to lunch table at my middle school, trying to get people to vote for me in 2016. I was really counting on a big burst of adamantum today. But did any of the people who told me they were going to vote for me in 2016 show up and caucus for me? Not to my knowledge. Martin O'Malley seems to have beaten me there.
Mm-hmm. With 0.5% of the caucusers.
Something like that. Yeah, with keeps coming up as zero on all the boards, which has got to be kind of humiliating, especially over on the other side. Ted Cruz looks like a dirty, rotten scoundrel who just asked if he could go to the bathroom.
Well,
that's the
face
every time.
Yes. Well, are you going to track down your classmates from 1992? Because, you know, Ted Cruz sent out a mailer, and this was in the New Yorker and several other publications, that he sent out a mailer saying that there was low voter turnout and your precinct got bad grades and it listed like people in the community that didn't vote.
Ooh, yeah. I'll send him a mailer saying,
real?
I know where you live.
Yeah.
Obviously, because I just mailed you something.
Yeah.
But you know, I feel at this point I set up a joke 23 years ago and I'm pulling it off now and I'm doing it on national radio. So that's pretty good anyway. But as for all of you who said you were going to caucus for me and then didn't caucus for me 23 years later, I know where you live.
See, here's the thing, Brandon, you were asking if that's true. Here's what the mailer said. Your individual voting history as well as your neighbors are public record. Their scores are published below and many of them will see your score as well. Caucus on Monday to improve your score and encourage your neighbor. So basically, like, shaming your neighbors.
Wow, calling you out.
Wow, that's very strange, which is not obviously the spirit of the entire thing. Accusing citizens of Iowa voting violation based on Iowa caucus participation.
They also called Cruz out for, and this is just Carson saying this, but apparently some Cruz staffers emailed certain precinct heads and said that Carson was out of the race well before he dropped out of the race.
See, and if only Adam had gotten at least one delegate, he could have actually tipped the race to either victory for Bernie or Hillary.
What party were you affiliated with?
I was technically an independent. You could caucus for me, and I was running on both sides, really.
Okay,
you know, it was kind of like Eisenhower in the 50s. Wherever I get the most votes in, that's what I'm running.
That
as.
Makes sense to me. So where do you throw your support now? Who do you endorse?
I'm going to be endorsing Hillary.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So in studio we have
It just got real
Hillary.
Awkward in here. I'm not going to lie.
Real awkward. I mean, I got no beef with Bernie, but I feel like Hillary knows what she's doing, and I have no doubt that she can do the job.
Well, let me ask you about this. Patty, can we go at it? Is this okay?
Yeah, go at it, boys.
Because we were talking earlier on the radio tonight about campaign finance reform, and that's why I am solely behind Bernie.
Yeah.
Because everything else pales, I think, to me. And so the super PAC thing, the taking money from big corporations that obviously have other interests other than the American interest in mind, that doesn't concern you.
It concerns me a lot. I also don't see any way out of it.
Well, isn't that a terrible way to settle?
Oh, it's a terrible way to settle for things. But, you know, I don't think any of the candidates are going to push through anything that actually changes that for, like, a generation.
But this candidate gets, like, three or four Supreme Court justices. Yeah.
Except for a new Supreme Court justice.
Take turns. You're going to go at it. Take turns.
Okay, that's what's going to take is getting the right Supreme Court justices in there. I think Hillary's just about as likely to do that as Bernie is.
But they're going to buy Hillary's Supreme Court justice. BP Oil and Monsanto and Citibank she owes them a Supreme Court justice that's not going to shut down oil, that's not going to take down big banks, that's not going to tax
Bernie
Wall
can
Street.
Go ahead and nominate somebody else, but they're not going to get him confirmed.
But I agree. The sad thing is, in my head, I'm sitting here completely agreeing with you. You're right.
I'm just
but I can't operate
this
that
kind
way,
of stuff,
right?
You know, I spent so much time reading 1850s newspapers and stuff and knowing all of the crap Lincoln had to do to get done what he got done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a rough road to get from point A to point D in those days. And it still is now. There's a problem with democracy is sometimes the fact that something is the right thing to do doesn't mean you actually get to do it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too idealistic. You're absolutely right. I won't bet on anything, but I just have to nod my head and go, well, what I can do is vote, and I just can't concede like that. I don't know.
I'm bitter and cynical and pragmatic.
That's very fair. Those things go together.
Ooh. Wow. And Super PAC supported Jeb Bush and spent more money than Super PACs than for any other candidate, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Look at how much in a few years ago, look at how much Karl Rove spent and got nothing.
Yeah. Or, I mean, and everything, like Iowa today, like, I mean, it doesn't really matter. You're right about Sanders, but, I mean, even with Ted Cruz, Santorum won Iowa last time. How'd that go?
I remember when Tom Harkin won Iowa by a huge margin.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Harkin would have been great, too. But that would have been terrific. But if Bernie was running for emperor, I would be thrilled to vote for Bernie for emperor.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, but, like Supremo Overlord Commander completely just decide.
Sure, yeah,
he's got my vote. I would worry about defense spending a little bit.
If Bernie is nominated, I'll be happy to vote for him, sure.
But, all right.
Well, I'm with Brandon, though. The idea that so many of our listeners will call in and say, what difference does it make? And we have a lot of cynical people, which is one of the reasons why I go to Springfield and to let people know that, I mean, you can participate. You can get involved. You can make it a human story. You can, you know, will it have as many, effects? Will you be able to have an immediate response? Maybe not, but I think that you become part of their story, too, when they are standing there making their arguments. I mean, and when they see you in the communities, especially when it's at the state level. Now, you know, when it comes to giving up and saying, well, you know, I'm not going to vote for Bernie because none of what he can do will be accomplished. But if what you believe in is what he stands for, then I think that you kind of have to vote for him, don't you?
There's a way you can think of it like that. I actually think Clinton's run a pretty good campaign this year, especially compared to what she was doing 8 years ago. I like where she's come down on things like gun control. Bernie Sanders has he's got a D-minus rating from the NRA. You can get that if you, like, buy an action figure and lose the gun down the vent.
Yeah, I mean, Vermont is a pro-gun state, and he's not going to back that much off on it.
Some of the stuff that he's been far to the left on Hillary, he had nothing to lose by being far to the left on Hillary on it.
But he never changed. Right, and but isn't there a slight respect for that? Like the man,
there's definitely a respect for that.
Yeah,
but, you know, what I'm more concerned about is where Hillary ends up more than where she was 8 years ago.
Valid.
And you know, I think she's I've liked what she's come out with. I've liked her speeches. I've liked her ideas this year. I hope she sticks with them. But then again, I remember voting for going for Obama, thinking that he wouldn't go for the healthcare mandate.
Yeah,
but I also understand why he had to in the end.
You pick your battles too.
When the conversation starts to come around to Hillary, you know, everyone talks about the emails and the investigation. I heard someone this morning say that she's under criminal investigation. I don't know that it's accurate. Is it a criminal investigation?
No,
or not at this
is
point.
I don't think it is.
If one day they're going to find those emails and it's going to be like, please print two copies. And,
Well, maybe. Yeah.
But people hear that. They hear she's being criminally investigated, and that becomes part of their story for her, right?
They've been building that kind of stuff up for the longest time. They've been building that stuff up on her for years, and it's worked against the left, too. I mean, I hear from Bernie people all the time these weird Hillary conspiracy theories.
Yeah, there are a lot. Did Clinton's run the DNC? News coverage is never going to talk about Bernie. Do I agree? I don't know.
I think this is the most my listeners have ever heard a conversation about Bernie and Hillary. Craig, would you agree? And
yep,
what kind of 100%. Texts are you getting?
Yeah. I'm getting very positive texts.
Are you really?
Bernie sounds the same to me as Hillary. I don't understand why you guys are debating this. There's no difference between the two candidates.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all.
No.
Well, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and we thank you so much for sharing yours. I would say that the biggest difference is where the money comes from. Mm.
Yeah, no, I think that there's a lot of big business that's behind Hillary, and if that's not a problem for you, then that's not a problem for you. Whereas Bernie Sanders is not doing that. He's not turning to Wall Street or any other big financiers to run his campaign. I'm pulling up the information about Hillary Clinton if anyone wants to discuss whether or not she's under criminal investigation. According to PolitiFact.com, it's an FBI investigation, but it is not a criminal investigation. With the FBI. So just because the FBI is investigating, it's finding out whether or not it was a security breach by members of the executive branch. And a security referral is essentially a notification that classified information might exist in a location outside of the government's possession. So it is not a criminal investigation, just in case anyone is wondering.
Now, real quick, we have another text message. Bernie looks like he's about to keel over at any second. Why would we vote him president?
Well, it depends on who he picks for vice president, then, doesn't it?
That's true.
You know, Trump looked 10 years older today than he did 6 months
ago. Yeah, losing's not his color.
Yeah.
More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Baskin, 720 WGN. Mic drop. You are listening Pretty Late. I don't know. Is there dancing? Is there chair dancing? What have we decided on tonight?
Oh, we went hard.
I pulled a couple of muscles.
Talk for a second.
Yeah, it was like that scene in Charlie Brown Christmas.
Patty?
I wish we were videotaping. Yes.
No, I don't know. I don't know how to be honest about this. They're lying to you.
I was hand jiving.
I just want you to know the truth. I can't.
I was born
crack, crack. A lie. We had a deal and he cracked.
By the way, before we get any farther, I have to correct myself again because I already got an angry text. Hillary Clinton is not under investigation by the FBI. It is actually a general inquiry. So it's not even an investigation, and it's not whether or not she's done any wrongdoing. It's about her home server and where her accounts are.
And
so.
Did you see her sit through the Benghazi hearings a few months ago? She just had to, for like hours and hours, they grilled her on this, and she just had to sit there looking bored the whole time, saying, I'm sorry that the facts don't fit your narrative.
No. Well,
she smacked them, man.
There was one moment that I'm surprised. I mean, like, there was a moment she asked, what difference does it make? And I think in the context and the way that sounds.
The context,
And she was addressing whether or not the attack was, the early hours. Well, this, like you said, there were hours and hours of it. But the catalyst for the attack on the embassy, and in the early hours, our government was saying that there were these videos or these stories going around that, somehow the Muslim community was incited to violence by these videos, and whether it was or not it was an act of terrorism. And she, said, what difference does it make? And I think what the point was, these men were killed. Let's talk about what was done, what was an act, the steps that were taken to be more proactive. And anyway, that was something that I think people jumped on quickly as well. And it doesn't sound great when she says, what difference does it make? And I don't, like you said, it was hours and hours. Anyway.
We have a couple texts real quick. From the 815, the problem is that most people believe everything they read and hear instead of doing research. They may like what Bernie or Trump says, but they fail to realize that none of it's realistic. None of it would transpire. Both are blowhards who make insane promises to win the vote, and the people who swallow their Kool-Aid are the ones that vote for them. They obviously do not check Bernie's voting history on gun control laws or Trump's business history. This could apply to most any candidate running for this election or any election.
Well, I'm super familiar with Bernie's gun control law votes because he's from Vermont. He's from a pro-gun state. I mean, hey, if you're into the establishment, awesome, man, rock it.
So what is his voting history?
He leans pro-gun, for sure. I mean, he's got to represent his constituents like a real politician does. He's elected to be the voice of his people, and he's from Vermont. Just saying, if he's elected for America, he clearly would represent American viewpoints because America would be his constituents.
And then a real quick text from the 630. Donald Trump is now a first place loser. Ha ha ha.
Where are our angry Trumpeteers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Angry,
we don't have a
Trumpeteers.
Lot of angry.
Is that a thing yet?
Yeah, the Trumpeteers have been silenced tonight. So
I just love that term. Yeah. The creative wordplay.
We're not getting any Trumpinions.
We have no Trumpinions. There.
No
76 Trumpeteers led the.
It's an Iowa song.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yes. So I do think that a lot of the voters turned out to vote against Donald Trump to not have Iowa be the state that made him their candidate.
Well, it's interesting they all went Rubio. Almost had to have because of those numbers.
Yeah. I kind of felt like I remember Scott was on here a while ago and I asked him, who did you like out of that the debate? And he was kind of leaning Rubio. He seems like the one guy who's not going to completely embarrass you.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's the establishment candidate at this point, right?
Yeah,
there's nobody else.
At this point, yeah. I mean,
Jeb is.
Yeah, I really thought Jeb was going to eventually they just kind of settle on Jeb, but then he ran such a bad campaign.
Well, and the world, I just think a lot of people weren't going to swallow a third Bush pill, whether you liked him or not, you know what I mean? Right?
And what are those holidays going to be like? I mean, like, George is just going to be, like, in his face about that.
Dad likes me better than you. And we're president. What are you doing?
it just seems so, I don't know, that's going to be very
only awkward. President sitting at the dinner table, Jeb.
Yeah, you sit at the kids' table. Yeah.
And why watching the speeches tonight, I was struck by how the folks surrounding Ted Cruz didn't quite know how. Like, there was one guy just kind of giggling and just was just sort of like bouncing a little bit and was really excited. And there was one woman who was smiling, but the corners of her mouth were turned down. So it was this weird, like, upside down. So, like, it was an upside down. Like their her jawline wouldn't relax enough for her to let the. It wasn't a frown, but it was an upside down smile, which is, if you can imagine what that looks like. Was very strange. The Clintons, they know how to be, they know how to listen to a speech and nod at the right time. Like, not like Chelsea wasn't nodding the whole time, just at the, because she grew up under this, right?
Did you see the guy eating stickers right behind Hillary Clinton?
Yes. The one, and he had him on his cheeks.
He's going nuts. He's gotta be on some sort of hallucinogen, dude. He's just sticking stickers in his mouth and rolling
Maybe
his
the stickers
eyes
are
around.
Hallucinogenic. They're like those toads.
All kinds of adhesives. I want to make sure I talk about some of the work that you guys are doing. Tell us about what's going on with Vamp again, Brandon. You are the you're one of the creative geniuses behind this amazing.
I am. It's a co-creation with a couple of incredible humans. There's four of us that run it. It's Vamp, a music comedy drinking show every Friday and Saturday at 10:30. It's Whose Line Is It Anyway? With a live band. It's BYOB and everything's music and everyone's singing and everyone's like Wayne Brady. We've got the Vamp Comedy Cabaret coming up in Fridays at 8 o'clock here in February. If that's a little more low-key, still BYOB, still fun, make them up. So come check it out.
Yeah, and you guys are just enjoying some wild success.
We have a commercial coming out soon, actually, Patty.
What?
Yes, we're going to put it on vampchicago.com. It'll be out really soon. We got an amazing guy, Oliver Berger, who did all of our editing, and I'm so excited for it.
Well, wonderful. That's great news. And Adam, what are you up to with Atlas Obscura and
Atlas Obscura and Mysterious Chicago? You know, I've just been so busy with the campaign lately that it's kind of fallen to the side.
Sure.
But really,
tracking
I've been so busy. I'm on a deadline for two books at the same time, one about Unsolved Mysteries of Chicago and one about H.H. Holmes, one of our most interesting antique murderers. But we're going to be announcing a whole slate of new events. There's going to be new tours, new film screenings, new lectures, all kinds of cool stuff. But I just realized when I was out there in the green room, I'm in the wrong business. They had Fox News up on the screen, and there was this commercial for a 4-foot teddy bear. And they strongly imply that if you buy this 4-foot teddy bear, you will get laid.
Oh,
and it shows the woman lying in bed with the teddy bear, you know, giving that look, you know. And so you're not just going to get laid, but with the 4-foot teddy bear in the bed with you. And I realized I'm going to make a 5-foot teddy bear.
Also,
I'll take three.
I just saw on BuzzFeed people are unstuffing them and getting in them and making them dance.
I'll take seven.
See, my opinion of Fox News viewers went way up after I saw that this was the kind of people that they feel like they should advertise to. You know?
Is this ahead of Valentine's Day?
Of Valentine's Day, yeah. That was strongly implied. You know, chocolates are okay for 3 seconds, and it showed the woman like slamming down the chocolates looking mad, but then you give her a 4-foot teddy bear and...
It's the practicality of the gift that sells it.
Right.
I don't understand.
I want to see that 6 months later when she's like, get this thing out of my house.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, it's just a breeding ground for dust mites and all kinds of...
Maybe it's like a body pillow. You know, body
pillows. But did we hear what Esmeralda said? People are getting inside them. That is amazing.
People are unstuffing them and using them as weird.
I mean, that's why we need 5 and 6 foot models too. Yep. I can't fit inside a 4-foot teddy bear.
I need to be represented as a 6-foot man myself.
Yeah,
please.
I just have to hunch over. Now I have to look for those kinds of moments. Let's see. There have to be images of this on Google.
No, there is BuzzFeed. There's a whole BuzzFeed list.
The Twitter's all a Twitter about it.
This is, I guess that makes sense to just crawl. You want to be a bear?
With only about 20 seconds left, one more topic we didn't get to. Cindy Crawford is retiring.
Oh, yeah. We have the same mole. Mine grows more hair. I win, but
you don't know that for sure.